August 4. Unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins, in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Revelation 1, 5 and 6. John saw the Lamb come and take the sealed book from the hand of God. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, everyone having harps and golden vials full of odours, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Revelation 5, 8 and 9. In these two verses, the Holy Ghost has brought in so many truths. What a great Savior! What a great salvation! And what a great, high, and lofty purpose God has for us in everything. All these are summed up in these two verses. Every word has a deep meaning. That is why the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb and worshipped him. This goes to prove that these four beasts are living creatures, and the 24 elders speak of the true church. They are saying, Thou art worthy, because he has redeemed us by his blood. They represent the whole church of the Lord Jesus Christ, or those who have been redeemed by the Lord by his blood, and have been purchased by him, and who have become his purchased possession. They are singing a song of praise. They had the experience of salvation upon the earth, but not full of knowledge as to who the Lord is. What great love he has shown in seeking and saving them, and what mighty power he has to raise them up, and how much power they are going to receive from him. So they are full of thanksgiving. They are so grateful to him that they fall down before him and worship him. Till the Lamb came to take the book, the elders were sitting quietly, but when the Lamb came near and opened the book, they knew why he had sought them and saved them and forgave them. He wanted to make them kings and priests to reign upon the earth forever. The elders were so grateful when they knew this that they fell before him and cried, O Lord, thou art worthy to receive all honor, glory, and blessing, and so on. When we go to heaven, we will be able to see people of every kindred, tongue, and nation. Even cannibals and uncivilized people will be there. The Lord has chosen people from every tongue and nation and sought and saved them by his grace.